Hi, it's Nicola. A man who was allegedly restrained and assaulted over a two-day period in Noosa has told police he managed to break free and flag down a passing driver for help. The 19-year-old was then taken to Noosa Hospital and treated for face, arms, legs and feet injuries. Police will allege the man was held against his will at a campsite in bushland on Eney Creek and was seriously assaulted by two men aged 19 and 48 and a 16-year-old girl. The 19-year-old man has been charged with deprivation of liberty and assault occasioning bodily harm, while the 48-year-old man is facing the same charges along with possessing dangerous drugs and possessing drug paraphernalia. The pair are due in Maroochydore Magistrates Court today. Coast paramedics have issued a warning as they prepare to hit the ground running in these heatwave conditions, with temps of 36 in Biwa, 35 at Nambour and 33 in Maroochydore. Much of the southeast is officially within the Bureau of Meteorology's heatwave warning area. Tony Hucker from QAS says today's particularly risky for anyone working outside.
Make sure you have regular breaks, you've got water in front of you, because when you're sweating and working hard, you lose fluid very quickly and it's easy to dehydrate and get sick. So just basic principles, make sure you've got water with you, lots of breaks, and look out for your mate.
And Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and her cabinet are on the Sunshine Coast as part of the Governing from the Regions program. Their meeting was supposed to be held last month but was postponed due to the flooding crisis in Townsville.